Feeling very cheerful, he rumbled up the hill to the old zoo. His mouth bones stretched in a grin. There was the man-thing crouched down at the far side of the cage, glaring at him. Glaring at him? Yes, it was true. It was the first time Turl had noticed it had emotions. And what else had it been doing? It had gotten to the packs. He remembered the thing clutching at them when he had returned it to the cage yesterday, and it was now sitting on them. It had been doing something else. It had been looking down at a couple of books. Books? Now where the crap nebula had it gotten books? Didn't seem possible it could have gotten into the old Chinko quarters. The collar, the rope were all secure. Well, he'd investigate that in due course. The thing was still here, which was what was important. Turl advanced, smiling behind his mask. He held up the two dead rats and then tossed them to the man-thing. It didn't jump hungrily at them. It seemed to withdraw. Well, gratitude wasn't something you found in animals. No matter. Turl wasn't after gratitude from this thing. Turl went over to the old cement bear pool. Nope. It didn't seem to be cracked. He traced the piping. The piping seemed to be all right. He went outside the cage and fumbled around in the undergrowth, looking for the valves, and finally found one. He turned it. Hard to do with a valve that old. He was afraid his great strength would just twist the top off. From the nearby garage, he got some penetrating oil and went back and worked the valve over. Finally, he got it open. Nothing happened. Turl traced the old water system to a tank the Chinkos had built. He shook his head over the crudity of it. It had a pump, but the charge cartridge was long expended. He freed up the pump and put a new cartridge in it. Intergalactic was never one for innovations, thank the stars. The cartridges the pump needed were the same ones still in use. He got the pump whirring, but no water came. Finally, he found the pond. The old pipe was simply not in the water. So with one stamp of his boot, he put it back in. Up at the tank, the water began to run in. And down in the cage, the pool began to fill swiftly. Turl grinned to himself. A mining man could always handle fluids. And here, too, he hadn't lost his touch. He went back into the cage. The big center pool was filling rapidly. It was muddy and swirling since it had been full of sand, but it was sure wet water. The pool filled up to the top with enthusiasm and slopped over, spilling across the floor of the cage. The man then was hastily picking up its things and jamming them into the bars to escape the inundation. Turl went back outside and shut off the valve. He let the tank on the hill fill and then shut that off. The cage was practically awash, but the water was draining off through the bars. Good enough. Turl slopped over to the man thing. It was clinging to the bars to keep out of the water. It had the hides way up, jammed over the cross braces. To keep them dry? It was holding on to the books with one hand.